Welcome back. It is episode 8 of Relationships Uncensored, and today we have a fun episode because it's just me and Kyle, and we are putting Kyle in the hot seat. So we are forcing him to talk more on the podcast. I know that was some of your guys' feedback. So I'm going to kind of ask the questions that you guys submitted, which are great. There's some really, not intense ones, but there's some big ones that we had to do some thinking about before recording this podcast. So really to jump in, we are going to start with the first question that was submitted. I guess I could say their handles. Actually, I don't know how to pronounce this one. Biwa Downing, I think so. Okay, so she asked, how do you manage the fine line between envy and support when your partner is such a boss? And I promise I didn't submit these questions. And that's really nice of you to say. Oh my gosh, that's just so sweet. But I did not submit these questions. I promise that they are actually things that people asked. Okay, so go ahead. Let's hear it.
I don't think that there would be like, there's ever like any envy. Like, we're more of like a team, not necessarily as much on the business front, but like, you don't get envious of like my job. So why would I get envious of your job? We're not in the same industry. So there's no like envy, but I'm always supportive. I'm always trying to help whether you want me to or not. Mm-hmm. And just trying to be there for your partner. And, you know, sometimes when you're down or even when you're happy, like being there for that person, you know, offering as much encouragement as you can, even though I'm not super in with the influencer world or Instagram. Just trying to offer as much support as you can with the knowledge that you have.
What would maybe your advice be for somebody who's in a position where they're either like working for their wife or working for their girlfriend or part of their, you know, partner's, doesn't even have to be a woman, but just their partner's business, like juggling that and feeling as if you're not overstepping, but being a good, partner to them in that sense.
I mean, I don't have a ton of experience in that because I'm not super involved with the business stuff outside of like taking pictures and this, but
of course
offering is like, is a helping hand as much as I can. I think some of the other like quote unquote Instagram husbands that I've like talked or like listened to speak and write about their struggles and how they keep that balance between being someone's husband or boyfriend and being like a business partner, I'm sure that that comes with its whole new set of challenges. I wish I had more advice, but I think it's just something you have to work on and like try to set up as much boundaries. Like, you know, we're not always talking about work.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes more of like a business relationship and not like a personal husband/boyfriend relationship.
Yeah. Okay. I also just realized that we're matching.
Yeah. Well, we're wearing the same color, but.
I got Kyle this shirt from Eddie Bauer for his birthday last year. Well, I actually forgot to get him a birthday present. So I think I gave you this in October, but it was honestly the best birthday present ever. You wear this shirt all the time.
Yeah. It's like fall. So yeah. I'm ready to break it out.
Breaking it out. Okay. So off that question, Anna_Rose asked, does Courtney ever give you style advice or want you to dress a certain way?
I mean, she doesn't necessarily want me to dress a certain way. I think she would probably like if I wore less like sweatshirts, but like,
it's not the sweatshirts. It's the Amazon. So he buys, black t-shirts in Amazon 4-packs. So he buys the same shirt, 4 of the same shirt. So to me, that just seems absolutely insane because as women, we don't do that. We don't buy like the same of one thing 4 different times. So that I think is the sweatshirt. There's one sweatshirt in particular we wear so much that it's more like a hygiene thing than it is a style thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think any girlfriend out there will tell you though, like guys just want something that they feel comfortable in and like the way it fits. And if I wear a black shirt, like it's pretty standard outfit, especially like for a guy in New York. But I've branched out. I've gotten some new colors in my repertoire. So
yeah.
I bought a pink shirt.
He's definitely changed his style since we started dating. I mean, you've gotten a little bit more adventurous. You mean you bought a leather jacket?
Yeah. I mean, I have a leather jacket and a jean jacket now. I mean, I wore some pretty ridiculous outfits. I feel like at Coachella. I mean, I did full face paint for the first time ever Halloween.
For Halloween,
so
yeah.
That was probably like the craziest thing I've done as far as like how I've been dressed. But yeah, I mean, she kind of pushes me to be more adventurous, which I like.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. All right. Let's hop into something more fun. So Carrie Roberts wants to know, what are Courtney's weird habits you learned after moving in together?
The first thing that jumped to mind was that when she puts like new toilet paper on the toilet paper holder, she puts it where the toilet paper hangs off the bottom and doesn't rest on the top. So like when you use the toilet paper, if you don't leave enough, it just like falls down under it. So it's like detached.
God. I did not think that this was coming.
couple other things. She's super clean, which is not like a bad thing, but like when she sees something, like once she, like, it's kind of like once she starts, she can't stop. So she'll like wipe down one surface and then just no matter what is going on, like if she's busy or whatever, she'll just like pause everything and
vacuum,
clean.
I love to vacuum.
Yeah. Which I'm definitely not complaining about.
Yeah. I vacuumed yesterday. I vacuum probably once or twice a week. I don't know why, but I also just saw this thing. This is a detour, but I just saw this thing on Instagram. I think it was something Navy about getting your carpets deep cleaned. And it is disgusting. If you guys watch, I don't know. I feel like this is a new sponsorship thing going around because I've seen a couple other influencers do it. But it's actually so gross. They like deep clean your couch and your carpet. And what comes out, I mean, her like soot, I guess, that came out, it was black. Black. And the guy was saying how bad it smelled. Like it smelled so bad. And we're living like that. And we don't make people take their shoes off.
Yeah.
And I feel like that we should do that.
I mean, also just like you don't realize what you're breathing in if you don't like clean your air filters. That's kind of like a different thing.
I know. So we need to do that. So anyway, that's a weird detour, but something that's on my mind.
And I would say another habit is she's like weirdly addicted to this sandwich that is at our like local bodega deli. So she like has ordered it at like 10 a.m. before delivery.
It is so good.
It's good.
Do you even know what's on it?
It's pesto, prosciutto. I don't know. I know it's
chicken.
Yeah.
Mozzarella. It is the best sandwich in New York. Like I tell people, don't even waste your money. Go to the bodega on 34th and Park and get the Park Avenue. I think it's just called the Park Avenue sandwich. It will change your life.
Yeah. So those would be like the three things that I would come up with that are her weird habits. The toilet paper roll one, which I feel like is a big point of contention with other people, especially your sisters are like, how did that happen?
Oh, yeah, because my sisters are the same way.
Well, Gwen knows how to put the toilet paper on properly.
Okay, so kudos to Gwen. She's a pharmacist, so, you know, she has a leg up on me and my others. So another side note is Kyle's, like, best friends with my sister. My older sister's engaged, so her fiancé, and then my little sister's boyfriend. They even have a group text, and they have inside jokes that me and my sisters have, we don't know what they're talking about half the time, but it's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't seen him in a while, but
I know, but we're doing Halloween with them, which will be really nice in Indianapolis. So all my Indianapolis people, let us know where to go for Halloween and you can crash my little sister's Halloween party on November 1st. Okay. So next question is people want to know if we've ever considered moving to LA. Oh, this is asked by one of my best friends from college, Tess Castro. But I've gotten asked this question before, and because after, you know, Kelly moved, people really wondered. But, I mean, they ask me, they don't ask you. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think at one point, maybe 2 years ago, it was, like, potentially, like, a thought. It was a very undeveloped thought. Like, we had both kind of thrown it around as, like, something that could potentially happen. But I think since then, we've completely moved away from that. Like if we move out of New York or when we move out of New York, like it wouldn't be to LA, it would be somewhere else.
Why do you think we've moved away from that?
Just because we haven't like talked about it and like I don't know, I haven't been like,
yeah,
so I don't know, just for my job it probably doesn't make sense right now. But
what are some cities that you wouldn't mind moving to after New York? Because we do know that we don't want to live in New York forever. I just see people with kids here, and it really stresses me out. like they have to, just, I can't, it gives me, yeah, it makes me sweat.
Carrying the stroller down the
carrying
subway
the
stairs.
Stroller. And I just don't know with my anxiety and Kyle's anxiety too, his is just as bad. Like we could physically handle doing something like that. But yeah, what are, tell me some cities that you like.
Cities that I like. I mean, obviously Dublin is up there with places that I've been that I really enjoyed. That's like, that'd be a really intense move, but
it's something that we would want to do at some point.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I haven't really, I mean, obviously you've got ties to Ohio and Indiana. So I think I'd be foolish to say that I was like never considering moving there. And I've got friends now in both those places, so
yeah,
that can make it easier, but I'm not confirming any
confirming
Cincinnati or Indy or other Indiana
That's a way
cities.
Off. Yeah, I agree. Okay, cool. So I feel like you did a great job answering that. So Life with Kate wants to know, what does Kyle like to do besides his video game corner? And I've definitely painted this picture that he loves his video game corner. And that's where he always is. If he's not watching Bravo with me, he's watching video or playing video games. So tell us, like, what are your other hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously go to the gym, but that's more of like a morning thing. And then playing basketball.
You like to do cycling.
Yeah, I like to go to spin class. Basketball, I used to play like once a week, but I was recently had some back trouble, so I kind of stopped. You know, watching sports, which is pretty much what I'm doing when I'm not playing video games, I guess, or on the computer, keeping track of work, hanging out with friends, obviously going out. Something we do, we travel a lot, so that's another hobby that I have, like watching like other shows like Succession and Parks and Rec. So that's pretty much my hobbies, I guess, when I'm not at work or in my video game corner.
I know he loves the video game corner, but you know, as I've said in my things, that you got to have a separate space for the plus ones games and things like that. Cause in otherwise you guys would probably argue. Okay. So, next question is, okay, Chelsea RB, as in Chelsea Beadle, she wants to know, what is your favorite thing about Courtney?
I think my favorite thing would be that you're always yourself and that you don't like change for anyone. So when people see you being like super wacky or like kind of weird, like that's just how you are. So you're not trying to like shift your personality or put something on that's not you. I think that's a very admirable trait in someone that's just authentic to who they are.
Oh, Kyle, that's so nice. Okay, so moving into the next question, SFen10 wants to know, when did he know you were the one? Oh, that's very sweet. I mean, we're not engaged or anything, so that's a tough question. But and then how soon into the relationship and at what moment? And we don't have to talk about this as in like the one. It could more be like, were you like, oh, okay, I'm going to lock this down.
I wasn't really prepared to answer a question of this magnitude, but I was going to
offer. I gave you the questions before.
Yeah, but I was going to just pivot it to something else. Like a moment recently that I was like, well, I really like felt it. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Okay, I'm nervous.
So recently we went to South Carolina, and we went to South Carolina football game, which is where I went to school, and we were playing Alabama, so we were getting beaten pretty badly, and all the other people in our group had left, so Courtney and I stayed through halftime. We stayed pretty much through almost the entire third quarter, which I knew she didn't necessarily want to do. Like, she probably would have rather been at the bar, like dancing and hanging out. But she stuck it out.
No, I wanted, I liked, but you know, I don't mind that stuff.
Yeah. And then as we were leaving, the way that the South Carolina football stadium is set up, the exits are like these huge circular ramps in the corners of the corners of the field. Mm-hmm. And so even though I was kind of in a bad mood after we were losing pretty badly, she still made an effort to like stop at every corner we could see the field and watch like two plays. Even though I didn't want to do it, she still was like, oh, like they're right here. We should stop and watch. And we did that for like four times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that just like weirdly meant a lot to me.
Yeah, that's, well, I love watching sports anyway. And that's always been like part of my life just when I grew up. So when I met Kyle and I knew, I'm just going to ask you that question because I don't think people really know what you do. So we can get into that. But he works in sports. So when we met and I knew he worked in sports, I was always like, okay, this is good because, you know, like that's something that we would have in common and something that we like to do together. Like our first date, we went to a basketball game and some girls would be like, oh, seriously. But that was special to me because, well, one, Cincinnati was playing. So that was exciting. And that's where I'm from. So it was sentimental. But two, it's something that we both could enjoy. And so doing those things together, like I love doing, which is interesting because I have a fashion blog and some people don't know that other side of my life, but it is so important to me. I grew up playing sports and I really do enjoy going to sporting events.
Yeah. Makes it a lot easier to like come up with dates and
yeah,
stuff.
It does. We've literally done like every single New York Rangers, New York Knicks, New York. Oh no, we haven't gone to a football game here yet. Okay, so let's get into kind of what you do for work, because I don't think people really know that about you. So you can kind of get into your job, and I mean, you can even go like from the start to the end, like how you moved here without a job.
Yeah, so I guess I moved here without a job after being at home for 6 months post-graduation.
His mom was like, get the F out.
Yeah, I think it was too much. Like moving back in after college is a wake-up call for sure. You've been living on your own and then you're back at your parents' house and you tend to like maybe butt heads a little bit with your parents and they just want you to find a job and you just want to find a job. So ended up convincing them to let me move to New York because I had a roommate situation that I could easily move in. I got a job a few weeks later, stayed at that job. It was like customer support. Stayed there for like 6 months, got another job, which was more like customer support operational stuff for a concert, sports and theater ticketing company. I hated it. It was like 80 hour weeks nonstop.
I did not know Kyle during this time, but Kelly did. And Kelly told me that like he would go to pregames and bring his laptop. And while everybody else was drinking, I mean, he was drinking too, but he would literally be sitting there working.
Yeah. So like the customer support line for the website would like ring my personal cell phone. That's like how bad it was. And then I saw that this basically a fantasy sports website had a temporary customer support role open. They like hire a bunch of customer support people temporary for NFL season. And even though it was a temporary job and only 6 months of guaranteed work, I basically felt I had to take it. They were a very up and coming company. So I left my like job that I hated, did that, ended up getting promoted to like a team leader within a couple months. And that was in like July of 2015. And I've been there ever since. And now I work on like our sports book team. So basically running the like online sports book in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and other states that have online sports betting. It's super interesting. It's something I'm very passionate about. So I'm lucky. I'm in the small few people that really enjoy what they do and the company that they work for. So I'm blessed in that aspect.
And actually the first night or no, the second night. Okay. So we met and then there was, then Kyle was like, we have to have a party basically because he wanted like me and, you know, mostly me, I guess, but like Kelly and some other people to come over. But you were working that night till 2 a.m. Like you didn't end up going because I remember we all went to Barcade in Williamsburg and you didn't come over until 2 a.m. because you had to work like a super long shift or something.
Yeah, that was when I was in customer support. So we had a 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift every night. And I like for some reason, I mean, yeah, that was my shift that like Friday or Saturday, which is terrible. But yeah, came after that.
I know, that's so funny to think about. Okay, so we have another question kind of about like, do you have siblings? Like, tell us about your family.
Yeah, so similar to Courtney, my parents are divorced. So two families. I have two older stepbrothers on one side and then a younger stepbrother and a younger half-sister on the other side.
So it's complicated.
It's complicated, but...
He had to draw my mom like a family tree because my mom was getting so confused.
Well, I always talk about people by name, and so, yeah. You know, so it's like a ledger.
I think that my family finally gets your family. Yeah. You just have a lot of... I mean, you don't have a full blood sibling.
Right.
You have your half-sister and then your stepbrothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they all live in like the same area. Well, both sets of parents live in the same area, so that makes it a lot easier to see them, and they come up here a lot, so.
Yeah, they do. And we're actually going, I guess this episode will be on a Thursday, so we're going to be in Denver with Kyle's mom's family Friday through Monday on like their family vacation, which will be really fun. It's nice because both of our families like doing family vacations, so we've each gotten to go to like really cool places with the other. So when I go to the Dominican Republic, that trip every year, that's always with Kyle's dad's family. And then obviously Kyle's come on like our family reunions, which are crazy. But I think we talked about that a little bit in Kelly's episode.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more about his reaction to like meeting mine and Kelly's family for the first time.
Yeah. All 30 of them.
All 30 of them. The final question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Is this like an interview?
This is an interview now.
I guess in 5 years, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a cop-out question. Like, no one really knows. I mean, you might have an idea of what you want to do, but that's probably not how it's going to end up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think in 5 years, I don't know, 5 years I'm going to be old.
Oh, I know. Kyle will be 34.
Yeah.
That is old. I mean, it's not old, but that's crazy. Like, you're almost 40.
No, but close.
You're getting there.
I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to say that I won't be living in New York, but I can't, like, even envision that because I will have lived here for over 10 years by that point. So it's hard to say where I'll be.
Yeah.
And I think I still want to be working in sports, and in sports gambling, it's a booming industry, and the more states that pass laws, like the more opportunities there will be to move around and more money to be made and climbing the ladder, all that good corporate stuff.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I agree. Okay, actually, for real, last question, because I'm curious. What is your favorite Bravo show?
I think Below Deck, but yeah, definitely Below Deck. It's unlike all the others, and it's not so focused on the personal relationship drama. Like sometimes when they team up against like the guests, because the guests are like rude and asking why there's like white jelly beans in their jelly bean bowl and stuff like that. And it's also cool to see like the place they get to go, beautiful locations,
mm-hmm.
You know, like try to envision yourself on a boat like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Maybe it's kind of far-fetched, but
maybe in 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. Yacht, Below Deck.
Woohoo! All right. Thank you so much for answering all my questions. This was a shorter episode, but I hope you guys liked it and got to know more about Kyle and more about, I mean, you know, not like me. He doesn't put his whole entire life out on the internet like I do. So we had to force him to do something so that everybody could get to know him a little bit better that listens to the podcast. And I have had a few of you guys already DM and say you're so excited about this episode. So I really hope that it lived up to your expectations. And of course, if you have any other questions, feel free to DM us at our Instagram, on our podcast Instagram @relationships_.
There you go. Boom.
Finally got it right. Uncensored. And you can, of course, follow me at Corin Kelly and Kyle @KyleDMoore.
Yeah. I mean, I put some of my life out there, just not like every day.
I don't think you've put up an Instagram in a year.
No, I put one up after Iceland.
Okay. So it's been like 8 months.
Yeah, I haven't literally, I don't know. I mean, I've done a bunch of great stuff in that time, but I don't know. I more live on stories.
Okay. So you guys can follow Kyle's, his living his life over on stories.
Yeah. So it's the future.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that. All right. So, and I think that's all we have. So tune in next week, and yeah, please, you know, leave a review, 5 stars only. Just kidding. All right. Bye.
See ya.